Tablet 7, Gift Giving. There is a gift which binds your soul, and there is a gift which frees you. Do not accept those gifts which bind you, but only the ones which free your soul. Like everything else, gift giving is of three kinds. When a gift is given to the right person, at the right time, at the right place, with the right ideation, it is good and is from knowledge. When a gift is given for a return or favor, with the wrong ideation, it is from passion. Gifts given to the wrong person, at the wrong place, at the wrong time, are gifts from ignorance. All gifts given to the Lord, or those who have overcome and use gift for glorifying the Lord, are from knowledge. Hospitality. Hospitality is a virtue. Be hospitable from knowledge. Keep the company of other spiritually awakened beings and share together your material blessings. Help each other in the path and talk about God, His wonders, and glorify only Him. Do not glorify man. Even if you have nothing to offer to those who come to your house, offer them a glass of water. Hospitality warms the heart and brings out the best in others. Music. The universe is nothing but vibration. The reason for so many diverse manifestations is only because each of them are in a different level of vibration. As when we put a pendulum in motion, and if there is another pendulum with the same frequency close to this one, it will start to move without even a touch. So music also vibrates different chakras, energy centers in the body. The music and songs that affect lower chakras will bring the consciousness down, and unspiritual thoughts and uncontrollable emotions will arise in the person. The music that is about God, played with spiritual instruments or accompanying a mantra, will raise the consciousness to a higher level, higher consciousness, and make the person come closer to God. Therefore, only such music is recommended to be listened to, so that the human can also, in this aspect, keep his consciousness immersed in God realization. However, in general, it is not recommended to forget the self and become hypnotized by the music too often. To stay in this state often makes the music a tool for escaping from reality, and the person becomes a daydreamer instead of dealing with the real world. Also, usually, instruments that create sounds by vibrating the air, such as drums, flutes, the organ, etc., are more spiritual than instruments with strings. Of course, there are exceptions. However, the harp, bells, cymbals, sitar, and such instruments also can be considered to be in higher levels. The songs which are used in music also should glorify the Lord, Spirit, and universe, but not man, or stimulate unworthy earthly emotions. The highest music is the music of heaven, of the spheres. Occupation, work. It is the duty of each person to take up an occupation and become perfect in that work. It does not matter what it is a man does, but how perfectly he does it. Work is worship. so the work should be done without any attachment to the result. Work in silence for the sake of the work and its usefulness in perfection. The reward will come 100-fold when the work is done in this beneficial way. Those who work for reward will never understand the joy of work. Do the work at hand each day. Solve each day's problem in that day. Never delay in solving daily problems, and do not put them off for later days. When you are perfect in your occupation, no one can make you a slave, because you will be in demand for your perfect work. The earthly occupations are especially recommended for men who are married, but those who have accepted a renunciate sannyasin life should have an occupation of guiding others to the path of enlightenment and be full-time workers for the Lord. Prayer. This is an example for prayer. Pray to become an instrument for His will. Other things that you need will be given to you. Be surrendered to whatever happens to you. They are all good. Praise be to Thee, O hidden and manifested One. Praise be to Thy glory, to Thy might, to Thy power, and to Thy great skill. O Lord, to Thee all greatness, power, beauty, and perfection belongs. Thou art all. Give us, O Lord, a steadfast heart, which no unworthy affection may drag downwards. Give us an unconquered will, which no tribulation can wear out. Give us an upright mind, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Unto Thee we surrender. Source, partly taking from a Sufi invocation and a prayer of St. Thomas Aquinas.